Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
The Volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sports book apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. North Carolina listeners, don't forget DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code JOHN, J-O-H-N. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code JOHN. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. Happy Friday. What we like to call Fugazi Friday. And the entire mailbag today is just going to be Fugazi Friday. So we will open up talking some football. Some draft, just buzz, things I'm hearing, things that we saw the last couple days. Watched a clip of Aaron Donald, wanted to dive in why guys like him and Kelce are retiring in, I don't want to say the peak of their powers, but, you know, I mean, guys still rattling off Pro Bowls while these other positions hold on for dear life till the end. And the hip drop tackle is something that the NFL is clearly about to ban, and I think it's insanity. But... like I said, today's mailbag at John Middlecoff is the Instagram is strictly going to be Fugazi Fridays. A lot of you guys have hit me with stuff, and I'm just going to rattle through some of the DMs because, God, I love Fugazi Friday. And other than that, you can listen. If you listen on Colin's feed, make sure you subscribe to 3 and Out. If you like watching videos, everything is up on the old YouTube, so go check that out. Just type in John Middlecoff, 3 and Out. TheVolume.com. I was thinking we might need to get some Fugazi Friday t-shirts or hats or something made. I think we could sell some merch. But before we dive into some football, here's what I got for you. My friends at Game Time, download the Game Time app, the official ticketing app of this podcast. Do it and do it now. And go to any event. Do you want to go to March Madness? Do you want to go to the NBA playoffs? Do you want to go to MLB baseball games? Major League Baseball. I didn't need to say baseball twice. Concerts, comedy shows, I got you covered. Just download the Game Time app, search the tickets you want, search the sight line, search the price points, hammer that promo code. Promo code J-O-H-N, J-O-H-N, promo code John. Save yourself $20. How do you beat that? Buy a pair of tickets, get out. The sun is coming out, well, hopefully where you live, and go enjoy a brewski, watch a game, have a good time, and do it on us. Download the Game Time app, promo code John. After Caleb worked out on Wednesday, I just texted a couple scouting directors. Not that I had any questions, but listen, this is, it's a crazy business. We have seen a lot of, oh, didn't see that coming, right? It happens every single year in the draft. It's going to happen again because the outside media narratives and the way it's discussed in mock drafts kind of locks in casual fans' belief of where a guy's going to go. And then when he doesn't go, people are shocked. He's falling, he's dropping, and maybe he was never viewed as that highly of a prospect. But I just text a couple of people and it's like, Caleb Williams, a 100% lock for the number one overall pick, right? That we all believe. And every answer I got back, 100% yes. Everyone would be stunned. Like that would be a universal, if the number one pick is in and he wasn't the guy, we would be stunned, Caleb would be stunned, NFL people would be stunned. So everyone's on the same page. Then digging around a little bit, because I had heard, and I watched Jaden Daniels, some highlights of Middle League Neighbors. He's clearly a really talented player, and he's going to go in the top five. But, and I got some buzz that he's a really good prospect, like a couple weeks ago. When I say buzz, just texting with people that do this for a living, that go through LSU. And then talking to people yesterday, I would say everyone agreed that they think Drake May is going to be the number two pick. When you factor in Adam Peters' history, when you factor in Dan Quinn's history, think about the guy Dan Quinn had the most success with, Matt Ryan. Think about who he's been with the last couple years, Dak Prescott, who's really not a mobile guy. Adam Peters, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and then Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy. Like, when you think about the guys that they've had success with, they weren't like Jaden Daniels, who is much more of this hybrid guy. I mean, he's closer, if he hits, more Lamar. Where if Drake May hits, he's much more, I don't know, like Ben Roethlisberger or something. I mean, people believe he could get up to like 240, 245 pounds in a couple years. He's fucking huge. I mean, Nick Saban offered him $5 million to transfer from North Carolina this offseason. Alabama offered them $5 million. Mac Brown didn't say the team, but it was pretty clear it was them. Because it wasn't LSU. I guess it could have been A&M. But a lot of people, myself included, believe it was Alabama. So, from what I was told, people think it's going to be Drake May with the number two overall pick. And then I think the curveball is the Patriots. Right? Because anyone assuming or trying to make an educated guess has no clue because there's nothing to build off of. Right? We haven't seen these guys operate. They haven't, none of these guys, the same individual has run the Patriots for decades. And now you got Elliot Wolf, who's never been a GM, and Gerard Mayo, who's been coaching for like 6 years. So, yeah, they could take Jaden Daniels. They could take J.J. McCarthy. Hell, what if I told you they fucking love Bo Nix? I don't know. I'm assuming Jaden Daniels would go if May goes too. But, like, that's a complete assumption, right? It's pretty clear. Like, if I had to guess, who does the Minnesota Vikings like? I'd go J.J. McCarthy, Drake May. Now, obviously, Drake May wouldn't be there at four, but yesterday, the Arizona Cardinals general manager says, we have a sign right up right now. Lights are flashing. Give me a call. We are open for business. I think the Arizona Cardinals are a 100% lock to trade that pick if J.J. McCarthy is there at four. Now, I guess J.J. McCarthy could go three to the Patriots. If Minnesota loves him, why couldn't the Patriots love him? So I'm not comfortable saying that McCarthy is not going to go three. But if he's there and May's off the board, Caleb's off the board, Jaden's off the board, like I think it's very, very realistic that pick 11, pick 23, and maybe like next year's 2 and 3 go to the Arizona Cardinals. And they keep rebuilding this thing. So quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that's what everyone in the league believes is going to happen. And part of this, and I wrote this down, there is not it doesn't mean that it won't happen, but no one views like Myles Garrett or Nick Bosa, like those type guys in this draft. Because if that was the case, I think we would talk about these guys potentially going in one of these spots. It's like, hey, we're not quite comfortable with one of these quarterbacks. Maybe we'll trade back up and get a guy, but you don't pass on a talent like that. Doesn't exist. Like the second most talented position beside the quarterbacks, because most people believe this is a really good quarterback class. And I know we've said that before, but Caleb Williams, 3-year starter, Power 5. Drake May, multiple year starter, Power 5. Jaden Daniels, multiple year starter, Power 5. JJ McCarthy, multiple year starter, Power 5. Bo Nix, Michael Penix. I mean, all these guys have been in the bright lights on the big stage for years. So it's not like, hey, kind of a 1-year wonder. Like, you got a long resume. But the second position is wide receiver. And let's face it, historically, it's pretty clear you can find wide receivers a little bit later in the draft. So I think the lack of high-end defensive prospects, it doesn't mean there aren't going to be good defensive players, but high-end defensive prospects, you know, allow this quarterback true inflation. Like, this is like 2 years ago, feels like it's ripping 10%, right? Because if I told you there was a Myles Garrett or a Nick Bosa in this draft, wouldn't shock me the Patriots did that at 3. I would say the Washington wouldn't, but the Patriots would be a swing. But there's not really a guy to take. You might as well take the quarterback. As someone in the league texted me last night, like, Joe Alt ain't selling tickets. Kind of true. And you talk about the Patriots. I was watching these highlights last night of Mookie Betts. He's hitting fucking home runs, roping balls. It's like, it's one of the great players of all time. The Red Sox traded this guy? Think how crazy that is. The Red Sox, with all their money, traded that guy? Jeez Louise. So New England needs a little buzz.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Aaron Donald. He gave a sit-down. I don't know who the lady was he was talking to. For a second, I thought it was his wife. Maybe it was a media lady. And just said, I'm full. That's the comment he keeps using. I'm full. He told that to McVay after the Lions game. He said, I've been to multiple Super Bowls. I've been to a Pro Bowl every single year I've been in the league. Obviously, he's made a ton of money. I'm a champion. There's nothing left I can't accomplish that I already haven't accomplished. And he's correct. Same thing with Jason Kelce, right? Now, his speech was a little different, but he was much more emotional than watching Aaron Donald talk. But both these guys, current Pro Bowlers, Aaron Donald makes $30 million to play in the NFL. Kelce probably would have had to rework his deal, but he would have made somewhere in the vicinity of at least half that, $15-plus million. Kelce has a very, very lucrative podcast. Doesn't make him $15 million a year. Aaron Donald, I don't care what he does, is not going to make $30 million. That's a lot of money to leave on the table when you're still playing at a high level. It's why so many quarterbacks never want to tap out. It's like, I'm not a dummy. Like, where am I going to make this money? Peyton Manning was told nobody wants you. It was clear Drew Brees couldn't throw the ball down the field. Roethlisberger's arm was shot. And that's usually how it happens. Like, this guy can't play anymore. None of those guys wanted to stop playing. Phillip Rivers kind of walked away, but it was clear, like, he was trending down. Matt Ryan was done. I mean, completely done. It was a rough watch. Most quarterbacks who have been all pros, Pro Bowls, MVPs, made a lot of money, never want to stop. Look at Tom Brady. Because his arm never went and he never got injured, he just fucking played forever. It took his wife being like, I'm leaving you for the Taekwondo instructor. He's like, God, maybe I should quit. 45 years old, he quit. These guys, Aaron Donald is 32 years old. Kelce's like 35. Obviously, that's not young in NFL terms, but the amount of money they're leaving on the table, do you know what I think it shows you? Is the level of pounding you take in the trenches, in the line of scrimmage. The NFL, relative to what it used to be, is obviously softer, right? There are not these huge hitters over the middle. No one's getting carted off the field from getting knocked out anymore. It doesn't exist in terms of wide receivers, tight ends going over the middle, DBs and linebackers. It's not allowed. It doesn't mean there's not violent hits, but just YouTube the 80s and the 90s, that level of football is different. But it still happens when the ball is snapped, when the defensive tackle or the defensive end is over a guard, center, or tackle. That is a very, very violent area. And that hasn't changed at all. And the pounding these guys take, most human beings are not the level of weight you have to shove around to be as strong as these guys and sustain, maintain, and improve that strength is a year-long workout program. Most human beings, like Trent Williams is an outlier. From what I've heard, he's not a huge lifter. He's just, sometimes some guys God just gives freaky talents to, right? Jason Kelce, the moment he stops playing football, I bet he's 240 pounds in 6 months. The level of food and discipline he has to eat to maintain his weight slash his muscle mass is probably, I mean, he's used to it now, but it's not a comfortable thing to do. Where if your quarterback is like, I'm making $30, $40 million a year, I just kind of light lift and I just throw. Play golf four times a week. Kelce and Aaron Donald probably on Monday can barely get out of fucking bed. So these guys are so rich. They've accomplished everything. It's like, I don't want to feel this pain anymore. Because I think the pain they feel is different than a lot of pain. Like, beside an individual injury, like Tyreek rolls his ankle, right? Do wide receivers, relative to like a guard or a defensive tackle, struggle to get out of bed on Monday morning? I would doubt it. I would doubt it. So I think this kind of represents that we all make fun of these new rules and what it was like when we were a kid, and it was a lot different. The football I grew up on was a war zone with a helmet and shoulder pads. It was, hell, I remember being intimidated when first day of high school football, putting on pads. It was a big deal, and it's still a big deal, obviously, in an NFL training camp when pads come on. But I vividly remember my first year in the NFL, or even working at Fresno State, like the double days, doing 9-on-7, which is a run drill. You know, we weren't doing quite the Oklahoma drill, but just doing physical drills. Like, it's against, you know, in college at a high level and definitely in the pros, like, it's an intimidating thing. And that world kind of doesn't really exist anymore at a lot of positions. But it still does at the line of scrimmage with the defensive and offensive linemen. And I think you saw two guys that were like, I can't take this pounding anymore. Like, I'm not chasing a Super Bowl. I'm not chasing wealth. I'm already rich. I already got a ring. I'm not chasing the Hall of Fame. I'm already going. Where it's like, if it was easier, I don't think they'd leave. That's the reason quarterbacks never want to leave. They don't feel that much pain. It's just their extremities stop working because maybe of an injury or wear and tear. So watching Aaron Donald, I think you see it on his face. Like I just, the discipline it takes and the pain I have to feel to do this, like I'm over it. And talk about pain. I've said this for a while. There's not a rule I despise more than the collegiate rules of targeting getting thrown out of a game. I think that's the most fucking absurd thing in the history of sports. In the history of sports. Maybe year one to kind of, hey guys, these are the new rules. We're not messing around. We're taking safety very seriously. 8 years later, no one is, you know, Steve Atwater or John Lynch out there. No one's trying to hurt anybody. The rules are well established. Most of these kids, I don't even care if you played Alabama, let alone the majority of colleges, are not going to play in an NFL football game. So if the guy's a senior or a junior, he only has so many games that he gets to play at this level. And then his career ends, and he's working with me and you, selling insurance, working in finance, working at the car dealership, working a normal person's job. So this is the highlight of his athletic career, and you toss him out for a game? It grinds my gears. It fucking pisses me off just thinking about it. But I think this potential of... I've always understood the overreaction to safety because they got sued. And anyone that's ever been around business, no one wants to get sued. And you take precautions and you do things that are kind of dumb to limit and mitigate the ability for anyone to come after you. Welcome to business. Because the more money you make, every fucking person is lined up to try to get their hand in that cookie jar. It's been happening, the history of capitalism. And it's only growing as these companies are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, the NFL is only creating more money, right? Their business is growing economically at high rates. So if you think the CTE is the last time they're getting sued by a group of players, you're out of your mind. So the hip drop tackle, which I think is moronic, there is not a defender. The injury that happened to Mark Andrews last year, do you think, I forget his name, but 57 on the Bengals, was trying to injure Mark Andrews? Do you know what he was trying to do? Take a 6'3", 6'4", 255-pound guy, get him to the ground. Because I don't know if you've ever tried to tackle a guy running full speed. It could be a normal person like me, 5'10", 185. I'm kind of fat right now, probably 195. It's like, take some effort. Well, imagine elite athletes running at high rates of speed full of muscle. It's just hard to get them to the ground. Just YouTube rugby, how guys get people to the ground. It's hard. You have to use your body weight. Not everybody is Brian Urlacher, Ray Lewis, or Luke Kuechly, or Navarro Bowman. They can just rip through you and have perfect form tackle, just like peewee football. By any means necessary, get the guy to the ground. I think we have to establish, and I already think it is, no one's trying to injure anybody. That used to happen a lot, 70s and 80s. I truly believe that. That was the mindset, different. We can't even relate to the world in the 70s and 80s in 2024. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just saying it was part of the game. Those days are done. Those guys are friends. Everyone's rich. I'm just trying to tackle you because that's my job. And I'm not trying to hurt you. But sometimes when you get tackled, guess what? You get injured. Right? It's part of the collision. So reading Troy Vincent's quotes, they're going to outlaw it. That is, it would be stunning if next year they're not throwing flags for the quote-unquote hip drop tackle. I'm telling you, it is going to come into play in big spots. A guy just makes a tackle and it's like, flag. They were supposed to punt, 15 yards, automatic first down. Buckle up, get ready for it, because we're all going to be screaming at our TVs. I could say it's avoidable, but I do understand the business side of this. They don't want to get sued anymore. But from the consumer, just fan of football, and just understanding and feel for defensive players, I think it's outrageous.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Okay, a little Friday mailbag, which is going to be Fugazi Friday heavy. I told everybody, fire in those DMs. If you got a good Fugazi Friday, just write that in the DM and it's easy for me to search it and we'll find it. So we'll start with Bradley. The Shohei Ohtani news has to be Fugazi Friday material. The ESPN article is very interesting. Well, it's pretty clear. Something doesn't pass the smell test. Now, under no circumstances, unless the guy bet on his team or baseball, should anything happen to Ohtani. But you would have to be naive to think that his interpreter, let's even guess he's making $300,000-$400K a year, is the guy placing enormous bets. Not saying that he's not also gambling, but this does have Ohtani dabbling around, written all over it, which I'm all for. Who cares? I just hope, you know, something crazy doesn't happen and we lose this guy. As someone who still, I'll watch the good baseball teams, and I definitely will watch the Dodgers. I want to watch Ohtani. So I hope the Hollywood elites have enough power to make this go away. But the bookie was arrested, $4.5 million. The story changed. Something doesn't add up. As someone who's been caught in a few lies in his day, it was impossible to not red flag this immediately. Their story changed. Man, God, I love a good guy gets arrested. The right-hand man for a real famous or powerful person gets in trouble. Story changes. He claims to just steal money. Fuck. Steal money, my ass. Ohtani was funding that operation. I have two ideas for Fugazi Friday. I recently did some upgrades to my house. The in-ground pool and landscaping. The first Fugazi is the insane complications and costs to trying to get permits from my town, county, and state. Well, come on. Anytime, I didn't know until Twitter was invented that people rooted for the government, quite like the legacy media, right? Most people, anyone in business who's ever had to deal with them in any level, state, local, federal, like the incompetence there, I've said forever, there's two people that can be incompetent and keep getting elevated. That's government officials and referees. At least being a referee is relatively difficult. I mean, the racket and the scam, the fugazi that goes on in the government is an all-timer. But listen, I think it's, we were supposed to, I had a condo in the Bay and I did big remodels here, deal with the HOA. I never do it. I just kind of, I'm a big believer in, don't really ask for permission, ask for forgiveness later with a smile on your face. Because I think anytime you're dealing with the permits, now obviously some jobs, you don't have a choice. People won't, you know, I have friends in the construction industry, you can't even break ground until you get the permit. So I obviously I'm not saying everything is has the ability to do it that way. But anytime you're waiting for permits, unless you can fucking grease the skids, baby, you could be waiting a while. The second is even more annoying. Trying to find a responsive and professional serial service provider, landscaper, mason, contractor, is impossible. It makes me think they don't even want my business. How does someone in the customer service industry survive when they can't even return a phone call? I think one thing you're underestimating, and I had one of my brother's good friends is like a general contractor. And he's like, they're like 30, 31 years old. Maybe they're 32 or 33 now. Maybe my brother just turned 33. So they're in their early 30s. And he said, you know the best part over the last 7, 8 years? My competition are all these older guys that are getting ready to retire. People my age, where he lives, he's like, everyone wants a white-collar job. No one wants to do this. He's like, I've never been more busy. My phone rings off the hook. I'm not saying this is the case, but there is a chance that these people are swamped with work. I remember when the guy finished doing my my remodel. He's like, we got about 10 more projects lined up. It's insane. So I just think that, I think a lot of these people are packed. Wanted to share another tipping culture story I had this past weekend. I went to Jersey Mike's, and after I got a sub, I like Jersey Mike's, they flipped the screen where the tip started at 20%. Not to mention, there was three different people who make my sub. Who does the money even go to? Fugazi! If you run a business, any business, deli, you name it, car dealership, grocery store, selling sandals, whatever, and you make 20% on every transaction, like that is your profit margin, you're going to be really rich. You're going to make a ton of money. The notion that 20% has now become the norm, like that's, you should have to kind of work for that, right? I mean, I don't think it's that crazy. A lot of people are sending me the tipping fugazi, how they've upped. I remember it used to start at like, I don't even think it used to start at 15% that long ago. It used to start pretty low, 10, 15, 20. Now, I don't think we're that far away from it just starting at like 35%. I went to a restaurant and the worker said I had to place the order through the kiosk, which I don't have a problem with. But as I was paying, the kiosk asked for a tip. Oh, man. I just think everyone is wiring these companies this way. I think I got a fugazi here. Most of the traditional mail is junk that nobody wants and goes straight to the trash. Yet, we all act like this is just a normal part of life. Why does it have to be? It's a waste of resources. In 2024, we pay the bills online, we shop online, email. Why do we need this anymore? As an added slap in the face, taxpayers are the ones paying for it all as the Postal Service loses billions of dollars each year. Partly, I mean, that's a reflection, again, back to the government officials being incompetent. If we ever lost billions of dollars a year, we'd be out of business. But obviously, this is a something we need to operate. But how much longer? Let's think about it. How much longer is the Postal Service, as currently constructed, going to keep operating the way they do? Right. Obviously, if I send something to my mom in California, let's just say I send her my Zins. She wants some Zins. And I, because they don't sell flavored Zins, she doesn't want Zins. But let's just hypothetically say this. I'd have to package it and send it. But in terms of the mail, because it originally started right, mail is a line of communication. We don't communicate that way anymore. Hell, whenever I see older people love talking on the phone, my generation and younger, like unless it's very, very serious, we can text, we can email. Phone call is not necessary. Now, if it's very serious, phone call or in-person meet, 100%. But the amount of phone calls the older generation still takes is pretty wild. I don't like talking on the phone. Why? I don't think it's necessary unless it's important or family and friends. But in terms of business, like, we don't need to do it. And I don't really do it. But I see some people, I'm like, what a waste of time. So I think getting back to the mail, like, even think about this. The Christmas card, right? Everyone likes taking a cute picture with their wife, their girlfriend, with their family, with their kids. It's cool. How much longer does that have? I'm not saying it'll go away, but it does feel like, are we 10 years away from our refrigerator being essentially like an iPad? And I just email and I can post it all and it's all that way. How much longer is the hard copy Christmas card? Because I'll promise you this, I would short the shit out of that if it was a stock. I'm not saying it's going to happen next year, but that the Christmas card, the way currently constructed, no chance that has a 20 more year shelf life. Zero. No chance. None. Just ordered an item on Shopify. I used to own that stock, and it didn't really do much, and I kind of got out of it. But I'm a believer in the company because clearly that's where everything's going. Internet sales. They had a spot for a tip for people who pack and ship the order. It's crazy, man. It really is. I mean, hey, Shopify, aren't you paying the guy to do that service? What if I every time I did a podcast, And I posted on, on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, I had a link to my Venmo. Anyone who liked what they heard could send a tip. Talk about Fugazi Friday. I went to the dog groomer and used the self-service washing station. My girlfriend and I washed the dogs ourselves and paid $20 for that, which is ridiculous on its own. And then the guy spins the iPad around and asks me for a tip. The dude sat behind the desk the whole time while we washed the dog. You know what's funny is Maria's dog, who's now I consider my dog as well, Lolly. She is a pug Shih Tzu mix. Pugs obviously don't really shed. Shih Tzus do. She sheds a lot. So we take her to the groomer. She gets really fluffy and hairy. So she goes to the groomer, I'd say, once a month, sometimes a little longer, once every 6 weeks. Take her to this place, kind of by where we live now, called Fur Babies. I like Fur Babies. And forever, you take her, she's a 25-pound dog. Costs like $50. Well, we took her a couple weeks ago. Marie went to pick her up, and they're like, actually, we realized we were mischarging you. We were charging her as a pug, not a Shih Tzu. I'm like, well, yeah, she's fucking both. So before, the pug was $50. Shih Tzus, because they have more hair, are $95. I wasn't there, but I've been thinking about this. Okay, I can see somewhat of the logic. Certain dogs cost more than others based on their hair. But she's half and half, right? So it's like, could we meet in the middle? How about we give you $70? You've been mischarging us forever? Bullshit. Guess she was very rude as well. So, Lolly, we're in the process of looking for a new groomer. Little Fugazi, I'd like to hear your take on the amount of time people spend on their phone, all ages, at the gym. It's crazy. You're usually there for about an hour, and people are on their phone half the time. I saw a kid today scrolling TikTok in the middle of doing sit-ups. Not even texting someone, just scrolling his phone. Do you notice this at the gym? Other public places at all? People are too dependent on technology. Here's what I think it is. And I'd be lying. I can be guilty of this. I can. Right? It's the dopamine hits. Apple's getting sued right now. All these social media platforms are going to be, they're eventually going to go through it. They have us addicted to the hit. I used to be able to be bored and just kind of sit around and do nothing. It's impossible for me. Honestly, I find it hard to read because my mind wanders and wants that hit. It is not something I'm proud of. But I think most of these people, ideally no human, it's one thing to be a kid, you don't even know what you don't know. But how often, like you said, do you see like 40, 50, 60-year-olds just on their phone, sitting on the bench, right? Or sitting by the squat racks. I think it's an addiction. And I think they got us by the balls. Now, I'm torn, right? My career has benefited from technology. I'm not anti-technology, but I also battle it a lot mentally. I do think if at the gym and there are people waiting, I find myself sometimes no one's waiting, I'll look down. Again, it might even just be checking like who's any of the guys I'm betting on for golf. What are they doing, right? Or scroll stocks. It's not always like TikTok, but then sometimes you look up and dude's waiting and you feel like shit. Now, you could argue some of the youth, do they even care? They might not. But I don't think you're alone to notice that. I think a lot of us are guilty. It's not proud, but it's addicted culture to that little phone. And I think way more people are than not. So, happy Fugazi Friday.
The Volume.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.